Hey, this is Chris, and welcome to Popcorn Finance News, where I search the internet for the numbers that catch my eye and the news that I think you'll want to hear and break them all down in about the time it takes to make a bag of popcorn. Today is March 30th, 2024, and let's jump into today's number. Today's number is 1. Housing was the number one contributor to the total inflation number in February. So last week, I went over February's inflation number of 3.2%, and I mentioned just how big of a factor housing was in this calculation. So today, I wanted to dive a little bit deeper into those housing numbers. Housing is part of a larger category called shelter in this data, and I want to give you a few of the things that I kind of took away from looking through some of these numbers. So first of all, shelter is pretty much exclusively looking at data around renting. So for those people who do own homes, what they do instead of looking at housing prices is they survey them and they ask, if someone were to rent your home today, how much do you think it would rent for monthly, unfurnished, and without utilities? And then they take this data and place it into a category called owner's equivalent rent of residence. It's a lot of words, but this is what this category is looking at. And this specific area was up 6% over the past year. And if you just look at the monthly data, it was up 0.4% since January. And this one area makes up about 26% of that final inflation number that we see. Next, we have traditional rent. This was up 5.8% over the past year and up 0.5% in the last month. And then finally, renter's insurance. It makes up the smallest impact of this overall shelter category. This was up 4.1% over the past year, but down 0.1% since January. Today's article comes from Investopedia, and it is titled, U.S. Inflation Remained Higher Than Economists Had Expected in February. It was written by Deacon Hyatt. It opens up like this. The cost of living as measured by the Consumer Price Index was 3.2% higher in February than the year before, up from a 3.1% annual inflation rate in January, the Bureau of Labor Statistics said Tuesday. The increase was driven by an uptick in gas and housing prices through the month. So as you probably noticed, this episode came out much later than normal. It's coming out on a Saturday. And that is because over the past few days, I've spent about 10 hours downloading and analyzing inflation data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. And I've just come to the realization, like, looking at data is my sickness. Like, I have a problem. I cannot help myself. I start diving into this stuff and then I have all these questions that I have to answer before I can come record anything. And I just kept pushing the recording out further and further. I think I probably overdid it a little bit this time. But since we already went over all the housing data in today's number, I wanted to focus on fuel, which was the other category mentioned in the article, because they said housing and fuel were the biggest things leading to this higher inflation number. If you were to look at how gas prices have changed over the past 12 months, things would be looking great. Prices are down 3.9%, which is always nice to hear, right? Like, I feel like since I've been talking about inflation, most of the time I'm saying that prices have gone up on everything. But why is it then in the article they bring up gas if it's down, you know, almost 4%? That is because inflation is measured in two different ways. They look at it both annually and monthly. And gas did basically the exact opposite between January and February. When you're looking at just that span of time between those 2 months, prices were up 3.8%. And I think this is an important thing to keep in mind when you look at any of these inflation numbers that get put out on the news. The big annual number that gets reported is comparing one fixed point in time to another. And if something weird has happened in that span of time, then the number doesn't really tell the whole story. So let's jump back in time, back to April 2021, you know, almost 3 years back in the past. The annual inflation at that point was at 4.2%, but gas was up 49.6%, almost 50%. And that sounds insane, right? You're like, gas must have been $9 a gallon, because if it's up that much, that's crazy. But when you go and look at the actual gas data for the month of April that year, prices were at $2.58. And so you're probably thinking, like, how is this possible? How could gas be that cheap yet be up 50%? Well, if you go back 1 year and look at April of 2020, which is what this number is being compared to, this was 1 month into the global pandemic. Gas was at $1.84 because nobody was out driving. I don't know if any of you drove at all during those early days, but I remember there was like one time I had to go out and get something for my parents or take something to their house. And I remember getting on the freeway during what would have been rush hour here, which should have taken me, you know, an hour plus to get to their house, took me like 20 minutes. There was nobody on the freeway. And that's just what was going on. Like, no one was driving because, for obvious reasons, no one was out and about trying to spread COVID around. So prices were falling because they had all this gas that they just had sitting there that nobody wanted to buy. Now, if instead of comparing April of 2021 to April of 2020, let's compare it to January of 2020. So we're pushing it back before the pandemic. I think at that point, there were some whispers of things going on, but day-to-day life, at least here in the US, hadn't really changed too much. If we make that comparison instead, there was only about a 5% increase in prices from January 2020 to April of 2021. So basically, it went from a 50% increase down to a 5% increase. And so this is why I spent a ridiculous amount of time going over all of this data, because sometimes one number doesn't really tell the whole story. And now, this doesn't mean that inflation isn't actually happening. I mean, it obviously is. We all are experiencing things just being more expensive. But there are just a lot of weird things in the data that are keeping some numbers higher. And I think this is why the Federal Reserve is moving slowly when it comes to deciding on whether or not they want to lower interest rates. Because as more time passes, today's numbers are being compared to more stable data. There's like all the weirdness of the pandemic is not going to be in some of these numbers. And even now, we're kind of moving out of that period where we're comparing back to 2022 when food prices were just going insane. Like they've clearly haven't gone back down, but they were really growing rapidly during that year. But the one thing to keep in mind is that housing still continues to be a problem. And I don't really know how much is actually being done to keep that very important area of this inflation number in check. So that will do it for this week's episode of Popcorn Finance News. If you have an article or a number that you want me to cover in a future episode, as always, feel free to email me questions@popcornfinance.com, or you can just send me a message on any of the social media platforms out there. So I appreciate you joining me here for this special weekend edition of Popcorn Finance News. I hope you have an amazing rest of your week, and I'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, boy, keep it popping like Mary Poppins.